Hi, this is Jay Crater with Indigo Yak. Welcome to day 4 of the High Five Introductory Meditation Series. This fourth meditation is a basic introduction to stress reduction during our meditation and during your daily life. Before we begin, find a place that you can sit down, either in a chair, or you can sit on the ground cross-legged or on the ground with your legs out in front of you. It's important that you're comfortable and you won't be disturbed for the next 10 to 15 minutes. If you have back issues, be sure to have proper back support, such as a back jack to sit on or sit up against a wall for support. If you need to get yourself situated, stop the session now and then resume when you are ready. Let's start with an acknowledgement. I invite you to acknowledge yourself for taking 10 minutes today for yourself. Also acknowledge yourself for making it to the fourth day. That says a lot about who you are and how committed you are to your life, not only your life, but the life of those you love. So while meditation is a gift you give to yourself, the peace and relaxation and the knowledge you gain all seeps out into the world, coloring your relationships with those people that are important to you. Haven't you noticed that when you're in a good place, everyone else also seems to have transformed into a good place as well? First thing to do is become aware of your environment. So with your eyes open, just look around and notice. Much of meditation is simply noticing, eyes open or eyes closed, and becoming aware of what we experience with our senses. So begin to notice first what you see. Different colors, different shapes, different sizes. Then notice what you hear. Maybe an air conditioner, birds outside, someone doing construction off in the distance. Then what do you smell? Are there any unusual scents? Or is it just a smell of nothing? And today, let's focus on taste. What do you taste? Is there a taste in your mouth? Never think about that. Taste that's in your mouth all the time. Is there anything you're breathing that may have a taste to it? Now, you may not taste anything. And as we've said many times, there's no right answers. Just notice. All there is to do is notice. Now, when you feel ready to go deeper, gently close your eyes and allow your awareness to sink more deeply into yourself. I'm going to ask you, take a few deep breaths, find your rhythm. Full deep breaths in through your nose, filling your abdomen and your lungs, and then out. And just see that ocean wave hitting the shore, going in and then going out, going in and going out. Now, body talk yourself into a state of relaxation by putting your awareness on various parts of your body, kind of scanning your body and listening for those areas of stress and tension. And just by becoming aware, allow those areas to soften and come to a great place of relaxation. We live in a world that has many things, many situations that create stress. When you look at the statistics, stress is one of the great killers. Society offers up many stressful situations and events on a daily basis. Watch the news, watch all the commercials showing you how you're lacking because you don't own this suit or that dress or this car or that smartphone. Stress shows up in so many different ways. You may now think of a specific item that is causing you stress. Or like many people, you just have a general feeling of dis-ease and the feeling of not being at ease or of peace. Or feeling pressure all the time, perhaps to work all the time, or pay the bills, or handle the kids 24/7. Life can be very demanding. So right now, just feel what's true for you. When we look at the phenomenon of stress, we see that there is the thing that causes the stress, whether it's the news, the job, the relationship, whatever it may be. And there's you, the recipient, who absorbs the stress. And we can't really control the things that create stress. All we can control is how we handle it, how we interpret it, how we process it, how much we let it impact our lives. At this point, you have a choice. When you feel stressed, you either react in a knee-jerk reaction, which usually doesn't do much good, or you can take a moment of self-reflection and respond to it. The most potent response for stress is to acknowledge the stressful situation and then take action. The only thing that relieves stress is taking action to rectify the situation. So begin now to visualize a stressful situation in your life. Now, some people can visualize very easy. Some people have a more difficult time seeing pictures in their head. So whether it's easy or difficult, you can or you can't see anything, it doesn't matter. Just know that it's all perfect, whatever you see or you don't see. Again, in meditations, we simply observe, we notice. I speak to you about stress. I say words like stress, tension, pressure, bills, children, job, and notice what happens to you. Is it stressful to talk about stress? That is a useful observation. When you feel thoughts that feel uncomfortable in your body, return your awareness to the rhythm of your breath. You can always return to your breath. So now I invite you to go to that quiet sanctuary that we visited yesterday. Your sanctuary is that place where nothing can talk you out of your rhythm, and from this place, use it to support you to visualize yourself strong and in action. So visualize yourself in a stressful situation, and you are there and you take action to alleviate the stress, and the stress is relieved. Again, when we resist anything, the situation will persist and often get stronger. The lesson here is to see yourself taking action, shining a light on that which is causing you stress so you see it clearly, and then take the action to resolve the situation. I ask you to think of the situation in your life where you overcame some incredible obstacle. Perhaps it was an illness, the loss of a job, or a relationship that left you brokenhearted. Do you see that you came through that situation stronger than before? In fact, that was probably one of the more magnificent times of your life. It is often the most challenging, dark times out of which come feelings of being strong and fully empowered. So use your vision to see you fully empowered and taking action. See the hero version of you taking action, dealing with life as it comes. There is nothing you cannot handle. There's nothing that you are not prepared for. There's nothing that you need to lose yourself over when you feel it. Whether you're meditating with your eyes closed or out in the world, you can always bring yourself back to your power and respond to any given situation. Shine a light on it and respond. So now let's take 5 deep healing cleansing breaths. With each breath, see yourself ridding yourself of any stress-related toxins. Each breath leaves you relaxed and purified. See yourself as your fully empowered self, ready and able and willing to deal with what life has to dish up. Each breath, feel your confidence grow. With each breath, feel your capacity for joy and harmony growing. Find your rhythm in and out. So let's begin with 5 deep healing cleansing breaths. And with each out breath, Just see any of those stressful toxins just leaving your body, going out with your out breath. So breathe in. And then like a flush, out. So now take one last look, one last memory of you, fully empowered, dealing with life, observing what's happening, and taking appropriate action. Stress reduction is about taking action. You can take the most appropriate action when you first observe what's causing you stress from a place of relaxation and inner peace, then assess the situation, and then take action. So let's take two more good deep cleansing breaths. As we conclude this session, just notice how you feel. Notice if you feel freer and freer of stress, or maybe you don't. Sometimes when we dig a little deeper, the situation doesn't necessarily leave you feeling completely stress-free, but good work was accomplished, and this is part of the process. Sometimes things are buried a little deeper, and in unearthing those things and bringing them into the light, there's a bit of being uncomfortable before there's a final release of what's causing you the stress. So if you feel a little heavier or having different kind of mixed feelings and emotions, that's completely normal. It's kind of like when you shake up a bowl that's got some sand at the bottom, a bowl of water with some sand at the bottom, and you shake it up. It stirs it up a little bit, and then it's going to kind of settle back down. There's no right way or wrong way to be. The practice of meditation is to notice, to become aware, to be more and more in the present moment, not lost in the past nor looking towards the future. As we conclude, I invite you to take a few moments and experience pure not doing. Allow your mind to do whatever it wants to do, to go wherever it wants to go. Just let it go, nice and easy. Just let it go. So now as we prepare to open our eyes, I invite you to rub your fingers together and wiggle your toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Notice the room. Acknowledge yourself for doing some good work today. Good work that'll impact you and those that are in your life. Notice how it feels to be done with day 4. Tomorrow, we're going to put more focus on experiencing our consciousness and living in the present moment rather than lost in thoughts and emotions. It will be a great session. It's often very illuminating, and it's a great way to end our High Five series. I invite you during the day today to begin to put this practice into your life. Begin to notice more and observe more what's happening in your life. Start to break it down. It's often simpler than we think it is or make it out to be. I look forward to tomorrow. This is Jay Crater at the Indigo Yak Recording Studios in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Have a gorgeous day.